It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits, so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
Tina, I can't take it. It's too much. Girl. It's on CNN. It's on ESPN. It's on the Disney Channel. It's on Nickelodeon. Damn it. It's everywhere. I can't take it.
Girl,
I can't take it.
And you know what? And I'm always say, is the monarchy even still necessary? I'm not in Great Britain. I love, you know, period pieces and learning about the history, but is it even necessary? And now the side piece.
The side piece is the queen, baby. Hoes is winning.
Hoes is winning.
Oh my God. I'm watching them put the crown on her head. You was the side piece. You was the chick he called at 2 o'clock in the morning when everybody went to sleep got his kids to bed.
You're the reason why he got a divorce.
You're the reason why his sons ain't talking to him. She is taking a place at the throne. They is bowed to her. She is the queen. She was once the hoe. Hoes is winning.
Yes, but you know what? Hey, you know what? She got a whole game going on. We're trying to be the righteous wife.
We're trying to be the ones that do the right thing at the right time, the right way. We're trying to, you know, be right. God, no.
Yes, but you know what? And I think, you know, the bigger piece is, yeah, it's, you know, great to have a king and queen. But, you know, your mama didn't even want to. She on her deathbed, she had to die for you to be king. When she could have did that 20 years ago.
She could have did it 30 years ago, 40 years ago. But you know what? Like a mama, you know you're cheering. She know her son. She know she had to die before she could get that boy a chance.
Oh, yeah. True. She was dying. I think they had already buried her. Then they was, because you know she had already been dead. I don't care what nobody say. That woman was dead probably a week before we all found out. Because, you know, they had to figure out, because they was able to put that stuff into in motion. You know, get her money, name, her, you know, the money was already reprinted with the new king on it.
It's
a whole process behind it. That's why I feel like they already, that lady had died. And they was like, okay, she died.
Don't tell nobody.
She said, wait until I am dead before y'all can give him that kingship, because he ain't going to be king until I'm dead.
He ain't going to, because he ain't going to act right. She know her child. I know my son. That's why I'm chaperoning the prom.
Girl, now you know you wrong for that, though.
Girl, look,
you know, sometimes you got to let them kids go be kids.
I know. I'm going to go and let him, but I figured I'd scare the hell out of him for a minute.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I'm glad it's only his junior prom, not his senior prom.
Right? I just hung out outside and looked in the window. I ain't do nothing too.
Yeah, girl. Let that king have his
too
court.
Too bad.
That's what King Charles is saying.
You know, Mama, are you dead yet? Shit, I'm ready to be the king.
And you know what? And I would see if he was one of those kings that's going to make a big change. If you came in your own family with your brother, with your kids, then you know what? It's going to be hard. How you going to mend a whole country, a whole nation of people? You see everybody, Brexit, everybody leaving the monarch. They leaving Great Britain. Yeah. They don't want to be a part of this nonsense.
And then they're not recognizing him. It's like a joke, right?
Yeah. Girl, and you know, and it's kind of like, okay, what are you doing? They are in the middle of a What are they in a recession there?
Yeah. And you, you're people doing bad.
You're having a big carnation.
Millions of dollars.
Yeah, with all this, and people are living on the streets. They have no jobs. They are sick, and I'm like, you know, it's almost like a humanitarian thing. Is this really something that was even necessary? And then it's your side piece. Y'all could have went and did that over there at the church. Y'all could have went to the
cold house.
People in the U.S. flying out there so they can have all the news media there. This is not. We got our own problems going on right now.
Yeah, and you can't get no news, girl. Some could be blowing up right now. You're not finna find out about it till tomorrow.
Nobody famous better not die in the next, 24 hours.
Girl, Edgar, she is the queen. King Charles and Queen Camilla.
Queen Camilla? She's the queen.
Queen.
And the thing about it is, I think the queen was trying to hold off thinking baby Charles would die before she died. So it'll go to William. Because, William was always the
William
focus.
Is 30. Yeah,
William was always 30. The focus. Always. It was like,
right over Charles. She skipped Charles.
Because, part of the tradition is because he got a divorce, because he had to, he had kind of almost like put his whole line and order to the side. And she could have made a determination to say, we're going to get this to William. But see, she died.
She died.
And his line and order was still next. So,
his hole was right beside him. Look at her. Your whole crew are rejoicing, baby. They had Magic City watching it, okay? All the holes in the world, girl, they is having viewing parties because this is a victory for them.
And let me tell you, this is what makes it so just crazy to me is because Meghan Markle has a black woman, was there, princess there in the midst, and they would actually go with a white woman who cheated with a married man. Yes. Now she's queen, and they treat her. And then I'm watching Bridgerton, so it's really bringing it all in for me because when they try to blend the races and that royal blood, I don't care what happens. I don't care how much money you have. When you black, you black, girl.
Black. What kind of gay way say you can be rich and you still a nigga in the coop?
Yes.
Babe, because it's just you are who you are. And they don't want that. They're not ready for that. They don't want that to be a part of their legacy. They can say what they want to say, but their actions spoke louder than the words that they were saying.
And that's always there.
Megan, I have not seen Megan and Harry in any of the videos.
I don't even think Harry was there.
I don't think they're here. And I just want to point out, and I don't know if anybody else noticed it, they ain't got no black people up in there except the ones that sing it. Baby, they've been showing them singing black people all morning. I'm like, so that's the only time we get to come when there's entertainment?
Because that's the conversation needs to be. Why is Britain so white? Why is this monarchy so white?
And that's why, like you said, when people are struggling, they have a disconnect from the real world. And that's what Prince Harry wanted for himself and his children.
A
connection to the real world. And you look at that, Tina, and it's just amazing that, when the whole Meghan Markle thing jumped off and people were calling them racist, and they were like, oh, no, we're not racist. We love black people. We have black friends. And they started trotting them black people out there. Baby, ain't none of them black ass folks at this coronation.
Because Meghan Markle, ain't got the Serenas, you ain't got the Beyoncés, and
girl, wait. And then I heard that a bunch of people that they invited from the U.S. declined. And I don't know if it was Pink or Christina Aguilera or somebody that they invited, Gwen Stefani, somebody, and they said that they turned down the invitation, and somebody asked her why. And she said, you shouldn't have been cheating over your wife. I said, oh, Jesus, ooh. Lord, she done... Yeah, I'm gonna have to find out.
How are you gonna be of character and say you're of moral value and you are the representative and you are cheating?
And we know you dirty. We know you dirty.
You didn't marry the hoe.
Hoes is winning. That's the title of the podcast. Hoes is winning.
The hoes is winning.
Girl, look, hello, girl. I'm telling you, the wife, the good woman, the one who's gonna stick by your side and overlook your faults and help you raise your children. Baby, we are 2008. We are old news, baby. Yes. Don't nobody want that no more. Don't nobody want no faithfulness. Somebody gonna wipe your butt, jump in the back of the ambulance with you and do your chest compressions. Make sure the doctor know when you're throwing up what your blood type is and what medicine you're on.
They don't want that.
Go lie to your relatives and don't let them know
you ain't working no more and put money in your account so you can keep get you somewhere to stay and pay your car going insurance. On over here. Baby, is Jesus on the main line?
Girl, because I'm going to tell you, and the craziest part is, you know, you think about your son. Your son's mother died. You know how she was treated. Queen Princess Diana, she died. Yes. She was treated like a piece of paper. And your son is supposed to go and be and stand by your side after you done did this to his mother, who's no longer here with her. And everybody's trying to deteriorate that memory. And they don't like how she
they
want to
wash it
over.
Away, girl. They want to act like that, Princess Diana never existed.
She was the world's princess.
She was the world's princess.
But they don't want that. They want to remove that. But you're supposed to say, hey, you part of the royal family. She ain't here. You need to come over here and support your father and his hope.
Baby, I'm sorry. If you cheat over my mama, who dead? And then try to put your hoe up there on the girl. No, we'd have been fighting. No, baby, you don't want that. You don't want that in your life. No,
I mean, and if Harry ain't there, I'm glad. But I mean, but if nothing else, this should be a picturesque view. Because if you see how every white newscaster, every white news reporter, they want to be down there.
Show they did. They fighting on that assignment. Now. Baby, they want to be down there. They want to be sitting there. They want to be broadcasting. Oh, girl, they've been living for this girl. Anderson Cooper. And they got the best. Anderson Cooper there. All the eight. They is not. If you in training, you back in
Savannah Guthrie.
Baby. And they got their little hats on. Baby, they want to be a part of this. I said, they ought to leave all their asses there. Girl, if I'd have got that assignment, I'd have been like, no, thank you. Thanks anyway. Yeah. Girl, I'd have been all off. We should have did the podcast live from there and told the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
And then you see these black British people, you know, all out there just, I'm like, they don't care about you.
No.
I feel like I want to pull a Kanye West on them. You know, the British monarch
Prince Charles
don't, like black
don't care
people.
About you.
They don't, like black people.
King Charles.
Girl,
he don't care about you. He taking all your tax money and eating real good while y'all over here hungry. Stop clapping.
Living in
for
that old dusty ass house. Girl, you know, them
2,000-year-old curtains and cabinets. God, the dust got dust. Oh,
girl, they gonna come after us because I'm telling you, everybody. Because, you know, when you come from culture and you come from tradition, you know, everybody thinks that this is something that people hold on to. That ain't my tradition.
Ain't
my culture. Because I don't like how they treated Meghan. I don't like how they treat their own person because he married somebody black. And I do not like how they are treating people just around them because they have a rule for themselves and they got a rule for their nation.
A lot of these systems have been pulled down. If we look around the world, a lot of these systems that have been in place for so long are being pulled down. Somehow, Tina, this one is holding on. This one is not moving. This one is untouched. There's a bubble around this one because there's a lot of systems. Even if you look at the Miss America pageant, they've taken out categories. You've got, you know, disabled women with special needs, you know, being in all kinds of pageants and competitions. They've changed the way that they view things. No more swimsuit. They're going on more on intellect now. It's so many systems in place. And this one has been untouched. Tony, the coronation of King Charles III.
Girl, and you know what? The only way I'm gonna know is when they have an LGBTQ family member that's gonna be right there. So they hide all the you know ones that they don't approve of because they not there in the midst. I mean, where they flamboying your cousin? I know they got one.
I
know they got one with
a wife
or a husband and then left. But you know what? They didn't put them aside. They damaged.
They
damaged. I mean,
they
disassociate. You know, the queen's the son.
The one who was hanging out with Epstein. Yeah, oh, he ain't there either. Girl, it's just so and because Harry has told his truth and Princess Diana kind of told her truth, we see now, we know that it's all a sham. You know, for years we believed that this shit was real. They was real king and princess, and they was living this royal life and everybody was righteous. Now we know.
Girl, and that's why we need to tell our parents, don't be giving them kids no Barbie dolls with all them fantasies.
No,
put
no.
Put popping in our head about being king and queen. No. They need to get rid of that. They need to get rid of that stuff at the school where they got to have a whole coronation ball and crown a king and queen of the crown. Girl, forget that nonsense. Stop. Who the most popular? That's really what y'all are saying. Who the most popular person in school?
Yeah,
get rid of that old. And we base a lot of stuff off of the royal tradition. You know, even how we run meetings, you know, you got to have a parliamentary style meeting.
All of it. All
of that is all because of something that somebody said, oh, we're going to bring that here and westernize
it.
That is
the right way of doing things. Girl, it's a mess.
Vote them crooks out. Get them crooks out of there.
Girl, well, I'm glad we had this show. You're right, girl. They probably going to come for us. They coming for us because we have told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We'll see y'all next time. Love you, guys.
Nice. Love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Shaletta Brundage. I'm a media personality, podcaster, and a business owner. But my most important role is mom. Three of my beautiful kids have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. When I didn't know who to trust or where to turn, I found ACRA. ACRA provides home care services to families all over Minnesota. The care is not one size fits all. They know each one of my kids is unique. They listen to what resources we needed and what's best for our family. I've seen my kids grow and thrive with ACRA's in-home care. While autism is the most common diagnosis among ACRA clients, ACRA offers personalized in-home care services for people with disabilities, chronic illnesses, behavioral diagnosis, and mental illness. They work with children, adolescents, and older folks too. Find out more about ACRA at their website, acrahomecare.org. ACRA helps me provide my kids with a better quality of life. They can do it for your family too.
When I walked across that stage at my high school graduation, I was excited, but confused about my next step. Then I walked through the doors at Doherty Family College. Doherty Family College is part of the University of St. Thomas. It's a two-year college that lets you earn an associate's degree and puts you on a path to your bachelor's degree. Classes are small, so I have a personal relationship with professors committed to my success. Like the name says, they treat us like family. They call us scholars because they believe we could do anything we put our minds to. They set us up for excellence with free tutoring, and that's not the only thing that's free. Laptops, books, even breakfast and lunch, and bus fare. That's part of the package here at Doherty Family College. It's even free to apply. So do like I did. Go to dfc.stthomas.edu and set up a tour. We'd be excited to welcome you to our family here at Doherty Family College.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
You started your business with big dreams and big ideas, but achieving your goals is a matter of doing the little things right. At Bremer Bank, we're ready to help you navigate all the details, questions, and challenges you encounter on your way to growth and success. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever, and understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.
When it comes to deciding what gets recycled or what doesn't, you don't have to be confused. Ramsey County makes it easy to drop off the right items at the right locations without a lot of extra work. And it's free. Yard waste? Check. Household hazardous waste? You bet. Food scraps? Those too. Unwanted medicine? We take it. Old electronics? Bring them by. Household recycling? You know it. Learn what items you can dispose of and where at RamseyRecycles.com. Because in Ramsey County, recycling is for everyone.